بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. We have a lesson sometimes which is known as lessons from Quran. Last night we had a lesson which was regarding Surah Al-Alaq. Allah Tabarakala in His favor has allowed that from the beginning of the Quran a series has continued. Now we are reaching the ending. May Allah Tabarakala in His kindness accept it, make it beneficial for all. After Surah Al-Alaq comes the Surah that was recited, Inna Inzalnahu Fi Laylatil Qadr. It is a very small Surah, but it is very huge in meaning. It is full of reward. We normally hear it in the month of Ramadan. We know of Laylatul Qadr, so much we know. Quran gives many lessons, many meanings. Ulama have written that the connection of these two surahs, Surah Al-Alaq and Inna Anzalnahu Surah Al-Qadr, it has come to create what is called the desire within an individual that because we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the surah Iqra' Bismi Rabbika Alladhi Khalaq. When it was revealed on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was a nation what was known as illiterates. The Arabs had nothing to do with reading, writing, knowledge. Knowledge of deen was far, knowledge of dunya also. Writing was something they never liked. But when the surah came, it opened up for the Arabs that your progress is in knowledge, and what knowledge, you will reach levels where the people never ever dreamed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would emphasize his wives, the children around him. For everyone it became now, the shan of you is knowledge. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, later when he would stand, he would be known as the ocean of knowledge. They would say, I would ask him regarding history, poetry, ask him regarding the skies, ask him regarding the earth, ask him regarding any ayat of Quran. They would say, I sat in his company, whoever came with whatever question to Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. Even regarding horses, he would not leave except that he found his answer. Where they reached in their knowledge. But it was a nation that knew nothing. Before that, ignorance for them was an honor. Allah Tabarakala in His kindness blessed the people of this ummah. That if we move up in the stage what is called knowledge, ilm, and it is something that when we look at our children, don't ever think it's my child, so where he will reach. You will say he is from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so the sky is not the limit. The people of this ummah in knowledge, Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyab Sahib rahimullah gave an example. He said an individual had a dream. We all heard the name of Imam Muhammad al-Ghazali. We speak of Ihya ul-Ulum, Imam Ghazali the Great. So it was his era, or perhaps after his era. Someone saw a dream. In the dream, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam that I am hearing so much about your ummah, that now I am also hearing that the ulama of your ummah are like the anbiya of the Bani Israel. Said, but there's a world of difference between an alim and a nabi. So how can there be that equality like the anbiya? So in the dream, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to Imam to Musa alayhi salatu wasallam that there are many ulama sitting in front. This is my ummah. This is the ulama of my ummah. So you pick anyone that you want to and you ask him some questions. And you must be happy regarding his knowledge. What is the purpose of this whole thing was to show that where this ummah could produce one Imam Ghazali, there was going to be many that could be produced. Why? Because of a link with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we will look at our children, don't ever look at his my child. When you look at him, say this is the next Ghazali. There is no limit just because of this connection. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he said, I am the last of Allah's Nabis, he was not worried at all. He was not worried at all that now that there will be no Nabi after me, how will my ummah be looked after? He said it in pride, that in my ummah such people will come that after me my ummah will not need a Nabi. In my ummah, such people will come. Who's those people? It could be my child, it could be your child. But when you make dua, there must be no sky, the limits. He said, after me, there will be no Nabi. He did not cry and say, what will happen to my ummah? When he spoke of the biggest fitna the ummah will see, Dajjal, he said, if I am around, then I will stand up against him for all of you. He said, and if at that time I am not alive, Allah will suffice you through the pious. Look at what he meant. That if I am alive, it will be me and the jar. And then he said, if I am not alive, he did not put his hands up and says, hi to my ummah. He said, Allah will suffice you through the pious of my ummah. Yakfiikumullah bisaliheen. What an honor it was. That if I can't do it, don't worry, there's Hidayah, he'll do it. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in the dream asks, he makes one person stand up, so this is what was at that time known as Imam al-Ghazali. So he asked him a question, that what's your name? Because we normally before you start the exam, you ask a name. So in the dream, Imam Ghazali rahimullah starts, his name was Muhammad. So he says, I am Muhammad, the son of so-and-so, son of so-and-so, son, and he continued. And he takes his lineage up, 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 until he goes to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. So that was like the longest answer you could get. Musa alayhi salam, even in the dream, is Musa alayhi salam. So he becomes irritated and he said, I ask your name, not your whole lineage. So then the person is questioning Imam Ghazali, then says to Musa alayhi salam, on your first meeting with Almighty Allah, Allah tawartala asked you a question, that wama tilka bi yameenika. O Musa, in your hand, what do you have? So Musa alayhi salam gave an answer, which Allah tabarakallah mentioned in Quran. He said, this is my stick, hiya asai. Atawakkau alayha, I lean on my stick. Wa ahushu biha ala ghanami, with my stick I hit the leaves fall. And then Quran made it very short, waliya fiha ma'ari wa ukhra. And I got this benefit in the stick, that benefit of the stick. So he says, Almighty Allah only asked you what's in your hand. He never asked you the history of your stick. So Musa alayhi salam in the dream said to him, that when Allah tabarakallah spoke to me, it was so enjoyable. I did not want the conversation to be made short. So from my side, how long I could pull it, I was going to pull it. So in the dream he says, the enjoyment of speaking with a Nabi, I don't know if I'll get after. So when you asked me one question, I said, let me give a long answer. Then he gave that and Musa alayhi salam just looked shocked and the individual woke up. When he asked someone, what's this dream? He said, Allah wanted to show that the ulama of this ummah will be blessed with such foresight that it will even amaze the anbiya of the past. Now who is that ulama? May Allah make it, it is our children. There's no sky the limit. Iqra' bismi rabbika was to show this ummah can reach kamal ilmi. In knowledge they can reach such levels that will leave the world shocked. In the dini aspect, in the dunyawi aspect. There is an issue in the past, it was the people of knowledge who wrote the books of science. They wrote the books of history. Later on when the Khilafat fell, it was people who took that writings. They translated it, they put their names there, and it became the new research. Recent times now things are coming out, old books are being translated again. And people are saying, this translation is exactly what you wrote. Now they are finding out who lied. That this was written years before you wrote it. You only translated. And now people are admitting that yes, it was a translation, it wasn't a book. So in one of the writings that have come out, it had to do with science and it's something I can't understand at all. It had to do with the planets and how the world works. So that was the time when there was no what we call the telescopes. But they were masters of the stars. Masters. They were those ulama in their own lab, library. They used to daily come and sit at a certain time just to make one calculation. Sometimes the calculation would last for 13, 14 years. Every day on a certain time I must mark. After 13, 14 years he will write one book. to say that many, many, many hundred years before Nabi Isa a.s., someone wrote about the stars, he was wrong. He was wrong. Where he was wrong, here's the calculation, it's supposed to be like this. It's something we can't even understand, but for a man for 14 years, every day at a certain time. So I wrote a book about science. In that, one of the articles I produced was one scientist, when he's speaking about now what we are benefiting from the Muslims. So he speaks about a great scholar, most likely it was Allama Iraqi. He says the problem with the scholar is he never used to make his writings easy to understand. He says the science itself is so difficult. And to translate his works, he doesn't make it easy. Then he gives one example. He says on a certain point which is very hard to understand, he made a game out of it. So what he did, he said, I am writing this equation or this story. I will write it in 10 different ways. And after that, I will show you in the first 7 why I don't agree with my own research. So first he writes 10. Each one could be right. Then he writes, on 7 I will show you why my research is wrong. And then he says, and in the remaining 3 now I tell you one of them is right. But that I'm not going to tell you, you try and work it out. He said, up till today they're trying now, even if they translate, the problem is they don't know which one is the right one finally. There was a time when the masters were writing. Then the Khilafat fell. We became amazed with what is called Western education. Allah make it in the next few years we will see the day. Already presidents of Muslim countries are saying, no longer will a Muslim have to say, I learned from the West. He said, very soon you will learn that the West is saying we need to learn again from the Muslims. In ilm there was no limits, kamal and ilmi. But that is a discussion, may Allah make it. We are already beyond our times. When you get old, your memory becomes weak. Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Damat Barakatuh sometimes says, you reach such an age that when you wake up at night, you just shake your wife a little bit and you say, Biwi, what's your name? He says, that zamana also comes. But when we look at our children, and their minds, how sharp they are, then don't waste it in what is called games of today. When that phone comes in front, one purpose of it is to weaken the mind. You tell a young child, you'll have a lot of time with the mobile when you get old. Your mind is sharp, don't waste it. This is the time to become the Abdullah bin Abbas. He was young when he took knowledge, he took everything in. He forgot nothing. He could just narrate and narrate and narrate. The world is seeing it's happening again. Scholars are coming out who don't need pens, who don't need books. The mind is so receptive. May Allah tabarakallah bless us in our families to have those scholars. So that is Surah Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Learn, take the name of Allah and engage. Iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. Carry on reading. Your Allah is so kind. Meaning he's not going to stop. The more you read, the more you learn. The more you read, the more you learn. You will amaze the world one day with your knowledge. Kamal ilmi. But what we are discussing now is, because that one is for younger people. That one is for the one whose mind is not messed up. The one whose mind is sharp. For the rest, Allah Tabarakala gave us this Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, which is known as Kamali Amali. Kamali Amali means on the day of Qiyamah, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will take pride with the ulama of his ummah, and he will say, "Look at him, ask him questions. Look at him, look at him." Behind every alim, there will be hundreds and hundreds going into paradise. At the same time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will take pride in those people of his ummah whose ibadat shocked the angels. Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard that in the past there was that mujahid. For so many years he fought. He was not scared of any battle. They heard of that person. So many years he just stayed and worshipped Almighty Allah. They would hear about it. That individual you said to Almighty Allah, free me for your ibadah. For 500 years making Allah's ibadah. The time of death comes and he says to the angel of death, let me pass away in sajda. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, when we come down with wahi, when we go up again, we pass by him, he's still in sajda. Still in that place, Allah tabarakallah made it that no one finds him in that position. So we still pass him. Sahaba radiallahu anhu would hear this. And then it would make them feel that how will we compete? Me and you also are hearing it. And we also again will feel how will we compete. And on that day when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, look at this individual, can it be me and you? So we all know our nafal is very weak. Our sunnah is very weak. Our tilawat is very weak. A man who is very weak, does he have the chance to lift heavy weights? The surah was to say, in the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabarakallah has given something to this ummah called al-qadr. Qadr means power. Power means that if your engine itself hasn't got something to reach the final, this ummah has been given a push from behind. This is called al-qadr. A push. What is this al-qadr? Laylatul Qadr, we will discuss it, it's the height of power. Power means that this ummah's actions are such. Sometimes you got a major problem in your life, and you phone your mother and you say, Mummy, make dua for me. And she just lifts up her hands and you see your doors opening. Where somebody else perhaps needed 20 years to make that dua, your mother needed 2 minutes. What pushed her dua to the arsh of Allah changed your entire destiny and decision came. It was called power. The ummah has that power where one person is walking. He takes something from the road, he moves it on the side. He doesn't think anything of it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the a'mal, actions of my ummah were presented to me. From the best of actions I found that there was some obstacle in the road. One of them went and they just moved it. How small that action was, but when that man will find himself something pushing him into paradise, he'll say, what's taking me so high? He'll say, that one branch. He will say, that's a very powerful branch. It's called Al-Qadr, power. On the day of Jummah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is a certain minute, search for it. He said, any dua that is made at that moment, that thing has the power that reaches. Nothing prevents it from Almighty Allah. This power is what the surah was going to teach us. Don't ever feel any action small, even if it means smiling at your Muslim brother. Because perhaps that smile got the power to take me and you there. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will see a fault in your Muslim brother. Man satara an awrati akhi. You just saw that fault. You were making his janaza. You were making his ghusl. You saw something on his body. No one else saw. Immediately you covered it and you just washed. Nobody knew what you saw. You come home, you want to tell your wife, but you know that if I tell my wife, the whole world will know. Secrets are like that. A sahabi radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another sahabi radiallahu anhu was there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something, it was a secret. As soon as he went out, he understood that the woman heard it. Immediately he came back and he said, Allah's Nabi, she heard it. Meaning, don't ask, it's going to be a secret. This is not a secret after. You can tell your wife how many times, make sure you don't tell anyone. That makes her more itchy. She just waits, that's woman then. But you don't tell it. And you die with that secret. He said, whoever will cover his brother's secret, Allah will cover all his faults. How much of power behind him? He died and he forgot the action. Al-Qadr. This ummah has been given a power that we can reach beyond many, many other people. You call it the bullet train. Then the other train took off. They said, already 10 hours ago it's moving. And then they said, get into the speed train, jet. And you say, how long will it take me to reach my destination? They said, you will beat them by far. And you'll just sit. That jet moves so fast, but you feel nothing. The speed train, you don't even know you're going fast. And you say, I'm already there. This is called al-qadr, power. This surah was to say that this ummah got those chances, make the best of it. It could be today, it could be tomorrow. There are the days in Jummah, the times where you have to look. We don't know when the time is, but search. Then there is Laylatul Qadr, it's the whole night. It starts from after Maghrib immediately. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walked out of the cave of Hira. It was in the month of Ramadan. Jibreel Alayhi Salatu Wasalam came. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Indeed, we have revealed this year on a very powerful night. That entire night was going to be known as you want to make your life. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. Will you ever understand what is this night? لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is a night where your one dua can be better than the duas of thousands of months. More than a thousand months, your one dua. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا. It is a night in which the angels come in their numbers. وَالْرُوحُ. Ruh can mean Jibreel alayhi salam. But another meaning of ruh means what we call ruh, life. It is a night in which life comes. Life. Meaning a man is saying, my life is just not working. The doors are just not opening. I don't know if I'll ever become Allah's favorite. He says, this is the night where life comes. New life. Search for power. We'll wait for Ramadan. Don't need to wait for Ramadan. Tonight could be a minute of power. Tahajjud time could be a minute of power. After the fajr, after the first salah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Dubur kulli salat. As soon as namaz finishes, right at the ending, if in the Arabic language you know how to make dua, sunnah duas, before the imam makes assalamu alaikum, right at the ending you make your one dua. If you don't know how to make a sunnah dua in Arabic, as soon as the imam makes it, assalamu alaikum, you make your dua. Even before the hand lifts, your dua is already hitting the arsh. You'll say, you found that power. And that man says, my dua got accepted. He said, I don't know what dua you made, how it changed my life. You will say, qadr. It is this qadr that will make everyone people of qadr, people of power. The surah was to show it is not only one night. This night is called the most powerful. Because if you find it for 2 minutes after Maghrib, you got it. If you find it 5 minutes after Maghrib, you got it. Meaning the night pulls its power. Where on the day of Jummah, it's a second that's just moving. And you have to be able to one Jummah just hit it. But it moves. And you're just looking. But sometimes you just miss it here. Sometimes you miss it. When Laylatul Qadr comes, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said to Umar radiallahu anhu, let's do something for the Ummah. That on that night when the angels come, let's make sure that they find the people of this Ummah standing in Salah. They said this was one of the reasons why Umar radiallahu anhu said, I'll gather them in the masjid for the Taraweeh. If the person was reading at home, it's possible on a certain night near the end of Ramadan you start getting tired. Say, my nose is running today, I've got sinus. Say, let me rest today, and that's the night where the angels come and they don't find him. Ulama have written, Allah reward Abdullah bin Abbas. Allah reward Umar radiallahu anhu. When the night starts from after Maghrib, many people after Maghrib go home and they make the iftar. But Allah tabarakallah said, Hiya, this is that night. وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا تَتَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٍ. This مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ سَلَامٍ meaning سَلَامٌ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ. What happens on this night? From every problem, the answer comes on this night. سَلَام means سَلَامَتِي. Like you say, أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ. May you be covered in peace. سَلَام مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ comes on this night. That in the next year, you're going to see another COVID disaster. You are perhaps going to see droughts. You are going to see another war of the enemy. The world is going to get shocked. You found your al-qadr. You were told salam. From every matter that's going to come around, we have covered you in peace. Here, hatta mutla'i al-fajr. We will give you this chance to find this from Maghrib time. So normally we relax. Isha time we come in the masjid. Normally in the last 10 nights, especially the odd nights, we do come. Then the imam reads his 4 rakats. Then our leg is already paining. But then we know, hey, I got 20 rakats of tarawih. He said, at that time, may Allah reward Abdullah bin Abbas. Allah reward Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, when the angels come, let them find the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That 1 hour in Ramadan is our Laylatul Qadr. Where we get it there during the year also search. A mother got some food in her house. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she must not feel shy to send something to the neighbor. Even if it's something small. That day in the house of the neighbor, there was no food. And then the child was crying, and then there was a knock on the door. And the child just looked at it, and the cheer came down. That cheer is called power. Suddenly life changed. Previously I have mentioned this incident, and we will end now on this incident. My brother Imran wrote an incident where a person had a dream. In the dream he sees phone this number. So it's a very funny dream, like you see a number, phone this number and take this man for Umrah. So he wakes up, and then he doesn't worry about it. That same next night he has the dream, phone this number and take this man for Umrah. So he says to an alim of the masjid, that what a funny dream. He says, if you ever see this dream again, then make sure you remember the number. Because you don't see dreams like this 3 times. So he says the dream again, phone this number and take the man for Umrah. He makes the phone call to the man. The man is not very interested at all. Normally you say, someone phones me and say, I got a dream to take you for Umrah and jump. You say, I'm sure you said also my wife and my children. No. But this man was not interested at all. He said, don't waste my time. So finally he said, my friend, you know, I have this dream. So please allow me to fulfill my dream. He said, if you want to take me for Umrah, you must come. You must meet me at my house. You must take me right there to bring me back. I will not have to spend anything. So he saw this man, he's not interested there. Right? Not very happy about the thing. He goes, however. He meets the man, then he understands why this man don't look very good. He doesn't look like a man who ever performed salah also. But he puts him in and he takes him for the journey, and in that he's thinking about, I don't think this dream is a true dream. Because this is not the man to be told, take him for Umrah. Then he goes for Umrah, they make the Umrah. This man tells him that, you know my friend, I don't know how to perform salah. Although he was not living far from Makkah Mukarramah. He said, I don't know how to perform salah. So you read whatever you read, I'll read. You make dua, I'll just say Ameen. He had to show him how to make wudu also. He did everything for him. Then they completed the Umrah. It was a very unique Umrah there. So after the Umrah is completed, the man says to him, okay, right, I told you as soon as it's finished, we're going back. So get the taxi. But just let me read 2 more rakats. So he already had booked, maybe he had Uber, whatever he had in that time. The taxi was ready, now he's waiting for the man. But that man now is not finishing his 2 rakats. So he gets a little impatient, he goes to move the man, he has passed away in sajda. So he's writing this thing now, he said, I took part in this man's ghusl. And during the ghusl I'm thinking about, that this is not the man you'll think he'll pass away here. And what a position he passed. So while I'm making the ghusl, I'm thinking, I have to find out like what made this man like. This is called power. We will never know where we can find the power, look for this power. And he goes to the man's house after a few weeks to ask the wife like what was his. This is called power. This ummah has been given. Laylatul Qadr, Sa'atul Qadr, Yawmul Qadr. 1 minute of power, 1 second of power, 1 action of power. So the wife says that, the only good I know my husband would do is, when he would come home late at night, he would pass by one shop, then there were some groceries I would tell him to get for me. He would make another packet sometimes. In that packet, he would prepare some groceries for one woman who lives on the street. Her husband passed away a very long time ago. He would go by the door, he would knock on the door, he would leave that parcel there and he would carry on home. She says, I know that sometimes that woman would phone the house. And when she would phone, she would make dua for my husband. And I know that her dua was always like this, may Allah make his end a beautiful ending. So when you read that day, you'll wonder like, was she mustajabul dua like this auntie? You say, it's not that this ummah has certain actions which got a lot of power. That action of his that lot of power. Me and you will inshallah search. In our children, when we look at them, we say, kamal ilmi. May Allah make them reach the highest levels of knowledge for this ummah. And when me and you look at ourselves in the mirror, then we say, if I can't climb the ladders of knowledge, then Allah gave me the second surah to say that you can climb however the ladders of kamali amali. Do something in your life that grabs so much of power that tomorrow when the Anbiya alayhimu salam stand, they will look at me and they will look at you, Allah make it happen. And they will say, amazing this man is, what did he do? The individual will say, I found that power which Allah gave to this ummah. فِي لَيْنَةِ الْقَدْرِ May Allah tabarakallah, let us not find one only. Let us find many, many, many. Let us find every Laylatul Qadr. Let us find every second of power, every action of power. May Allah tabarakallah make us the masters of the day of Qiyamah. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.